This is HPR episode 2477 entitled, Reading Audiobooks While Distracted. It is hosted by Nodomi and is about 10 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, my attempt to solve the problem of listening to audiobooks when you can't fully concentrate. Today's show is licensed under a CC0 license.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is DODD Dummy with another episode for Hacker Public Radio. I'm recording this because I've stumbled upon something I think might be interesting or useful to this crowd in particular. So basically the problem is that I'm going to talk about is how to watch or how to listen to audiobooks and maybe in podcast as well while at work. And I don't mean the kind of work that's dangerous where you shouldn't be listening to something, but the kind of work where you can, there's nothing preventing you from listening to things, but the work is distracting. So if you're like me, you maybe tried to do this in the past and you'll find that you get through a book and or get so far in there and then you're like, oh, I didn't remember anything of that, and so it's frustrating and you don't want to listen to the whole book again, so you end up just listening to music maybe so that it's not as important to you that you pay attention. So that's the situation I'm talking about. Well, I recently decided to take a look at that of listening to audiobooks while I'm at work, because what I found, there's a lot of books that I want to read and I don't really have time to sit down and read, but I do have lots of times that I can listen, but the problem is I can't always concentrate. So I decided to take a look at that and see if I could break that into kind of treat that like a regular problem and see if there were any solutions. And what I didn't do, so that maybe this is a technique that's well known, and I'm an idiot, but I didn't Google this problem to see if other people have some ideas. So it just came to me kind of, anyways, I kind of do that a lot. I'll think about a problem first before I go looking for a solution. If it's the kind of problem that I kind of want to think about on my own, was I do that sometimes. If it's something I just need an answer to, or I'm pretty sure there's no way I would know the answer or be able to figure the answer out in a reasonable amount of time, then I'll automatically search for it. But if it's a problem I think is interesting, the problem itself, or I just want to, I'm in the mood to just think about something, then I'll try to solve it on my own, or at least think about it for a while before I go searching. And that's what I did in this case. So with books, I just kind of broke this into things, right? So into the different ways you can listen to audiobooks. And so for me in particular, I usually have two kind of formats. One is the whole book at once, and the other is chapter by chapter. So that's the kind of format that I had. And then the other thing is, that was really it. And so what I thought was maybe if I could, I thought about, and then the other thing that I came into my mind is the way to actually, on the player, how to listen to them. And So, for example, there's at full speed or sped up, and I decided I didn't even really try sped up because I don't. So if I'm concentrating, then like if I'm walking around and I'm not really doing anything else aside from walking around, then I like to do things at full speed. Or maybe if I'm on the public transport or driving in the car, then sped up is fine because then I'm kind of focused and paying attention, and the speed doesn't hurt me. But in those situations, I don't have a need to have this problem because I'm paying attention. So I decided kind of to dismiss the idea of it kind of ruled out reading them sped up right off the bat. And then the other way is to, like on my player, I can read things, you know, I can loop. I can loop through the files, I can loop through all, loop through one, loop, you know, or just play them one time through. So what I thought might be interesting, well, and so the problems that I have too is, so what I thought I would do was break things up into chunks, and then if I had to go back because I missed basically the whole point of the whatever I'm listening to, then it would be it wouldn't be so bad if I had to went through, you know, a certain number of, you know, smaller volume. If I had to repeat that, I wouldn't have wasted as much time. So I started off with reading listening to three chapters at a time, and then I found out that, you know, I just did it kind of as best I could normally while I was doing something else. And I found at the end of the three chapters, I missed a lot. And also some of the things that I heard in the first chapter or the third chapter were kind of spoilers for the first chapter. And I didn't really get the first chapter properly. So that was kind of a bummer. So that was, it worked pretty well because I got like the, it worked pretty well. After I looked through again, I was paying attention more and I got more out of it, I think, than if I would have listened to the whole book at once. But it wasn't still quite, something didn't really seem good. Satisfying about it. So then I just decided, well, I would listen chapter by chapter. And if I go chapter by chapter, then I can kind of move kind of along what the author wants, because if you know he's got them chapter by chapter, I can kind of take those as my logical unit of work. And then it would be smaller chunks that I would be repeating. And if I didn't, if I got through a whole chapter without needing to repeat anything, because I felt I caught everything, then there would be less that I would be repeating. For example, if I were listening into three chapter chunks and I had to repeat, I'd be repeating chapters, you know, the first chapter every time, even though I understood, you know, I got the gist of the first chapter. So I tried that, and it seemed to have worked pretty well. I listened to Triplanetary that way, and one of the HBR book club books, and I feel pretty good about it. I'm going to listen to a couple more before I kind of, you know, fully decide, but I think this method worked pretty good. So just to recap, what seems to work well for me is play books chapter by chapter on a loop, one chapter looping at a time. And then once I feel like, I mean, there's no, I guess, objective way to do this, but once I feel like I undergot the chapter, then I'll skip to the next chapter and again loop that one chapter over and over until I get through the book. And, you know, it takes longer to get through a book this way, but I feel like the I got some halfway decent comprehension. I got the story, and the extra time would have just been spent listening to music or maybe podcasts that I didn't care if I kind of missed the point of the podcast. So I don't feel like the extra time was valuable time. I mean, listening to music can be valuable, but you know, it didn't help me get through the books that I wanted to, that I want to get through, and so this seems like a reasonable approach, and if it works well, I think I might do this with podcasts to split them up into, you know, run it through a program that'll split them up into chunks of a certain length. Because I have the same issue with podcasts. I don't usually care so much if I don't listen to a whole podcast or I miss the meeting, but there are some that would be nice. This is something you might check out if you have the same problem. If you do, let us know how it worked for you. That's all.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.